This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. President Trump says he is not looking to renew the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement. We'll have more right after this.
Alabama, live in concert. Friday, August 21st, 8 p.m., Iowa State Fair Grandstand. With special guest, Exile.
Like Grandma and Grandpa.
Alabama, live. Reserve tickets on sale now through iowastatefair.org. Alabama.
Speaking at the White House yesterday, President Trump stated that he is not looking to renew the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement, saying that we don't need anything that Canada has, and we don't need anything that Mexico has. However, this statement comes as the ag industry continues to raise its voice in support of continuing the agreement, as Canada and Mexico are two of the largest markets for U.S. exports. Farmers for Free Trade Board Chairman Bob Hemesath, who is also a corn and hog farmer from Northeast Iowa, said the president's comments are concerning for agriculture trade.
Over 80% of our potash comes from Canada, so if the statements that we don't need anything from Canada are disturbing, because we do. USMCA is a great trade agreement that he and his team negotiated that has been very beneficial for agriculture and for all three countries in general, just from an economic standpoint.
The original agreement isn't perfect by any means, but Hemesath said it can be improved through the built-in negotiation process.
Yeah, that's exactly what the review process that we're in right now is about, is that if there are things, and I know, as you said, it's not perfect, and I know there's some concerns on all three sides of things that that they would like to see improved. Can we get through all of those things and get them to, there's no such thing as a perfect trade deal, but we definitely have the opportunity here to work on those and to build on our relationships with those two countries and to extend USMCA. When you have two bordering countries that border us by land and the ability to trade with them and the ease of trading with them, it makes perfect sense to continue this trade agreement, not to withdraw from it.
Visit farmersforfreetrade.com to learn more. For Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith reporting.